Errol Maitland.
Thank you. Thank you, Madame Fearless Leader.
For it's worse and worse.
Yeah, for this opportunity. I'm happy to be back in Houston, and I'm taking this time to say that as a co-founder of WBIX, we are Pacifica. We intend to continue to expand and to push and to drag and to cajole Pacifica to live up to its expectations and its mission. I also want to extend, and this is why I'm really here, I want you all to extend a hearty hello to one of our colleagues who is in crisis, who is in pain, who literally needs a new neck. I'm talking about Anthony Sloan, who has to undergo an operation to replace the vertebrae in his neck. And, you know, I think we need to throw a good party for Anthony Sloan nationally, so that his recovery will be speedy and that he will be comfortable in his recovery. So, Anthony, I just want to say, hang on, brother. Get well soon. And speed of recovery. And this is for you. Who is he? What? You have a microphone. If you, the microphone.
Everybody who does. I don't have a mic. Okay, everybody who doesn't know, Anthony is the engineer for, and music maestro, as Amy calls him, for Democracy Now.
And he's a longtime producer at WBAI and arts director emeritus. What is it, emeritus? I'll say that.
Arts director emeritus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Producers at BAI.
Thank you, and again, I think we all echo Errol's, kind words to Anthony. And hopefully he'll be joining us at these meetings again soon. Okay, we have come to the end of this part. I want to thank everybody for really being strict about their own time, limitations, and for, a lot of very, very thoughtful comments, food for more thought for us to chew on. So we now turn back to the bylaws. I know it's going to seem a little choppy, but that's the world we live in. So we last visited the bylaws. A little radio drama. Again, I want to thank everybody who's listening tonight to this live broadcast from the Houston of the meeting of the Interim National Pacifica Board. We are in the middle of Article 3. Actually, we're still near the beginning of Article 3. Article 3, Section 2, which has to do with the rights of members. I'm not going to recap what we did earlier because we'll take another hour to recap it. So we're just going to keep forging ahead. So what we're trying to do in each section is to see where there's non-controversy, where there's agreement. We're obviously, in some sections, we're looking for the principle or the most important part of this, even if there are fine details to work out later. And we're trying to identify where there are controversial issues or different perspectives, what the sense of this body is, where we are with this. So I'm on page 5, at the bottom of page 5 of 52. That's why we needed more time this weekend. Of the small grid, the large grid, I think it's page 7. Okay, so thanks all of you for being so patient with us. For those of you listening, it may be a little hard to follow some of this, but please bear with us. So we have the rights of the members. And under that Section 3 in Article 2, the first point is election. That is the election of directors. And in some of the proposals we have before us, it's simply, point A is simply on the election. In some versions, it's the election and removal, or the election and recall of directors. Or what did I miss?
Or in the KPFA proposal, it's election of delegates to the local board
and the removal.
And removal of them and directors. And in the Fertig proposal, it's election and recall of local advisory board members.
Okay, so this might be a little complicated. Somebody want to take a stab at it? David? David? And what's the PAC proposal on this one?
PAC says elect the station boards to ratify all...
You're going to have to go to the mic. You're going to have to go to the mic, please, or point it to where we are.
It's on Section 3, Voting Rights, and it says... to elect all station boards, to ratify all amendments and powers of recall.
Okay, but we're only on the election right now. Okay, we'll try and work all these things in. But okay, so David, verdict.
Well, I just want to clarify the proposal that I forwarded under Model C seeks to provide a recall, an election and recall power. The construct was basically intended to create a national board that was an elected and accountable national board that was subject to recall by the people that elected them, because the national board members would be elected to the local, well, that the people would be elected to the local advisory board, that people from the local advisory board would be then selected by the local advisory board to the national board, but they would, of course, still be LAB members and susceptible to recall as LAB members. The recall of a person as an LAB member would take them off the national board. That way you have the ability to both have people elected from a board with which they have had to work, with through which they have demonstrated their concept, their cooperation, their commitment, and their skill, and their collegiality, frankly, and then on the national board demonstrating that, those skills or not, and if not, then being pulled off by the very people that elected them. The lab itself could then pull these people down. Now, the reason it's going through the lab is because this, in this proposal, is considered a preliminary step, a way to create an environment in which the local boards, essentially, which would be the committees of lab members from the national board, these local bodies would manage the station. They would have a sense of what it's going to really take to grow and evolve local governance. Instead of trying to develop a fully tuned, fine instrument that's never been played before, it instead seeks to create a dynamic whereby we have local advisory boards. Previously, the local advisory board sent people to the national board. What this says is, let's try that again, only this time, let's make sure there's accountability where they can be pulled off. So that's what C is. I can go on. I mean, as some may recall, there was problems where the local advisory board in Los Angeles sought to remove representatives had sent to the national board because they had failed to carry forth the wishes of the local advisory board. The national board refused to accept those removals and kept them on. So this seeks to deal with that issue and also to create an evolution, an environment where things can evolve.
Okay. Carol?
I think the most important reason for me why the local boards should elect the directors is I don't think the directors are actually functionally accountable to anybody if the electing body is the directly the listeners and only the listeners can recall them. Theoretically, if you elect somebody, you can recall them. But you've got to remember that out of the 100,000 listeners in the signal area, a certain number of them will become members and a certain number of them will vote. And somewhere around 100 of them will be paying close attention to what's going on the national board. The rest of our listeners trust us to do a good job of watching the national board. They delegate that duty to people who's they trust to do it. That's what they elect you to do when you get on that board, and they go on with their lives. They're activists, they're family people, they're business people, they're whatever they are. They don't want to spend, and they can't spend their time watchdogging the national board. Not only that, it's very, very difficult sometimes to understand the subtleties of what goes on this board, or any board, unless you're very closely involved and watching what's going on. You don't know that they've gone astray. But the local board does. If we've got a properly functioning foundation where the local board is integrated with the national board and working together on committees, and local board is implementing national policies and informing national policies, the local board can hold these directors accountable. But if it's only the listeners who can have that right and that power, It's very difficult to inform and mobilize them. So I think it's very important that both the listeners and the local board be able to recall them, and that comes through the local board election.
Must be honest. Okay, I'll let somebody else speak. I was just going to say I'm a little confused about how to proceed here because we have very different presentations here. Some are, in terms of the different proposals before us. Some are much more, some speak to many different issues, yes. Some speak to just one issue really. So I'm a little confused about our process. Yeah, Rob.
Yeah, I don't mean to be disputatious, but it seems to me
that... I think that mic isn't on over there.
Hello?
Yes, you got it now.
I don't mean to be disputatious, but if it's a good idea to have democratic elections for the local advisory boards, and if that's going to create accountability, it's not clear to me how we can say that democratic elections for governing board will not produce accountability. And I'd like a little bit of clarification about how we make that distinction.
I think that it's very difficult to be accountable to 5,000 people, 100 of whom are watching you. So if we're going to elect a local board that then has to work together, say it's, 15 people or 18 people in the local station area, we can afford a few ringers, you know? We can make a mistake or two. That board will work it out. They'll hone off the... file off the rough edges, and they will choose from among their members, national board members, three, two, however many we end up with per signal area, and they'll watch them very carefully and hold them accountable. But the local listeners can also remove them.
Okay.
Leslie?
Yeah, Marion?
In terms of David,
we need this mics. Whoever's doing the mics, just put them all up.
Hello? Marion Barry speaking. Yeah. In terms of the removal process that David spoke of, are there standards for removal?
I can tell you the law says that if you elect somebody, you can remove them without cause.
What my model provides, and I think a lot of them do, is that there is a relatively high bar of a two-thirds vote to remove somebody, and there's also a due process provision whereby to remove somebody requires the standard amount of notice, such as would be required for a regular meeting, in this instance 30 days, with notice as to the grounds for removal and an opportunity to be heard.
Is that an appeal process?
I'm sorry?
That beyond the local advisory board, suppose the person disagrees that it's really become personal rather than programmatic and philosophical, it just becomes a personal issue. Somebody doesn't like somebody because they don't speak the right way. How do you avoid that kind of personality conflict?
Well, indeed, and that's why the suggestion of a two-thirds vote would be required. If there's due process, 30 days notice, an opportunity to address the alleged bases for removal, and then a two-thirds vote, that's an awfully high hurdle, and I dare say that if it was a frivolous or personal dispute, that would have to be surfaced through that process. But there has to be a way to allow that to happen, and there's a bar, but it's a high bar, but not too high a bar. It's just an estimate of what it would take.
Now, Carol, you spoke of.
I want to just interrupt for a second here. Like I said, in this section right now that we're addressing, there are several items here. One has to do with who the members vote for. Do they vote just for the local boards? Do they vote directly for the national board? There's that question. Then there's a question about recall. Right, so if we can try and separate those and speak about, I know they're related to each other, but everything in the bylaws is related to each other. If we could try to, maybe we need some just freewheeling discussion for a little bit, but we're going to have to
focus.
Well, indeed,
focus, right.
Indeed, Peerless Leader, if I could, relative to Rob Robinson's remarks earlier, in regards to direct election of the national board members, by electing people to the local advisory board, you're electing people that will be the leadership of the local station, in effect, because they will then be selecting the people that, by sending them to the national board, become the local station committee. That then, as a group of however many in numbers, say four or five or six, however, at the beginning, become the management group. These are the people directly elected by the listeners. The thing is that of those people elected on the local advisory board, say, for example, 24, that group of 24 people then name the group that becomes both local management and national board member, and they're directly accountable to both the listeners and the local advisory board, as well as the national board itself.
Leslie, Carol spoke of the listeners can remove members to the national board, and the lab members can do that. I mean, how does that work, Carol? How does
I'll explain it to you, Marion. If the listeners elect local board members, they can recall them under the law. And if they have recalled them from the local board, that automatically recalls them from the national board because they're serving a dual role. They're elected to the local board, which then sends them to the national board. They're serving on both boards concurrently.
So you recall them from the national board and the local board, too. So they're no longer
members. If the listeners elect from the local board member and they recall that local board member, they're automatically off the national board.
I understand that.
And then, but there are two methods of recall, because if the local board elected them, the national board director, they can also recall them. I should say that...
But the listeners can't... I understand clearly the local board, advisory board doing that. But then if the local board refuses to do that, how does the listener get involved with doing it anyway?
Circulating a recall petition, getting a... there's a minimal number of signatures you'd need to get. Okay. And the foundation would have to hold a recall election.
And would there be public discussions on it?
Pardon me? Of course. Oh, yes. I mean, you can't mount a recall election without stating your reasons and doing it in writing.
Well, what I mean by that, Carol, is would you have a formal meeting where the accused have a chance to answer the accusation, et cetera?
Yeah. You'd have to have due process. The person would have to have an opportunity to respond. Yes. Right.
The PFW committee can correct me, but I'm getting confused, and I did step out of the room, but it seems like we're talking about two different issues. Mm-hmm. On the one hand, you're talking about recall, and on the other hand, we're talking about people being on the local board and on the national board at the same time. And I don't think we can address both issues at the same time. I think we need to deal with that, whether they're going to be on local board, national board first, before we move to whether we can snatch them off anywhere.
Well, I'll tell you the KPFA model. I can explain the KPFA model. It is what we have had until 1997 in Pacifica. A local board existed that sat two of its members on the national board. They sat on both boards at the same time. They were a local advisory board member and a national board member. That held those two bodies together in some way.
Yes.
And
That's what we fought for.
And that's what we're proposing be reestablished. The local board members who are also sitting on the national board remain on both boards.
I don't understand what the argument is that's against that. Can somebody explain to me why we want people on the local board not to be on the national board?
Or on the national board not to be on the local board.
You know what I mean. Yeah. You know, why we wouldn't, what would be the prohibition of having one being on both, a person being on both boards?
There's no prohibition.
I don't think anybody.
This is Dave Frederick. I'll say that there's an issue relative to local advisory boards not under the Corporation for Public Broadcasting rules, not being able to have managerial day-to-day governance over the local station. Carol's shaking her head. Maybe she's got a more specific analysis of that.
Yes. The CPB rules say that if we accept CPB money, we have to have a community advisory board that does not engage in day-to-day operations. Our local boards do not engage in day-to-day operations. We supervise a manager. In the event, which has never been established, that the CPB should think that our local boards, through having some oversight authority over the station, were insufficient, we could do what KNU does and have an annual meeting of community advisors, and we would qualify for the CPB money.
And the difference.
Can I just surface something here? Concern that I have that, David, I think twice in your last two, three times you've spoken, you've talked about these local boards as being management boards.
Yeah.
And I'm concerned about that. Is that what you mean? Or did that just slip out? Because I think that, for me, that's a concern.
Well, actually, and I'm afraid this is somewhat, the nomenclature has got to be very specific. You're right. What I'm saying is that there would be a local advisory board. The local advisory board elects a number of its members, for example, 4, to the national board. That is the national board. The national board, then, those 4 people comprise a station committee that acts like a management board. The local advisory board does not manage the station. It merely names people to the national board.
I'm too conduct.
All right. Yeah, I'm just trying, again, figure out where we are.
Maybe we should just
let the conversation go.
This is Jabari. Are we under the section called members? Members' rights?
We're under members' rights, but we've gone in.
Section A.
Section A.
No.
Let me just. Article 3, Section 2, Part A.
Are we dealing with rights or are we dealing with elections?
Section 2
is rights. The first right of a member, that is A, is the election of directors. Some of the proposals that we got don't simply speak to that, though. They speak to election of directors and removal of directors. Or, in KPFA's instance, election removal of delegates and removal of directors. So that's why it's a little confusing, because what we have before us is they're not all equivalent.
Because I think we should just, I think it would be cleaner if we just list rights. You know, members should have a right to elect LAB members. Members should have a right to do whatever, because we're getting bogged down into detail about how to do something, but I haven't seen the listing of what the rights are.
Okay, so let me help in that clarification process. What I would suggest we do is spend a few minutes now talking simply, and I know the recall issue is connected to the election issue, but can we focus just on the election issue? And it seems to me at least one prominent question is, do we want the members to have the right to elect the people to the local boards? That's one option only. Or do we want the members to have the right, as another option, to vote directly for the local board members and the national board members? Mm-hmm. That's another option.
Are
people saying no, that they don't want to discuss that? Or they don't want that?
We're just saying what we don't
want. Oh, okay.
I think the only question is, I think everybody agrees that...
Please, no one's stalling. We're trying to clarify a complicated...
I think everybody agrees that members should be able to elect people to the LAB, right? Does anybody disagree with that?
You're right. I think everybody... Is that true? Everybody agrees that members have the right to vote for the people who sit on the local boards.
Okay.
Whatever we call
issue is whether those same members have a right to directly vote for members to the national board. So
thank you for that. Clarify. Okay. So comments, or do people need comments on that, or can we get a quick show of hands on that issue? Okay, so the two possibilities is that the members vote for people directly to be seated on the national board. The second option is that they don't, right? That the national board members would come
be elected by the
local board members. Okay?
Leslie, is that definition of members at this point?
Yes, we did that. Okay. We did that earlier. We'll catch up later.
I wasn't here. Okay, thank you.
Okay, sorry about that. Can we just have a quick show of hands on this? All who feel that the members should have the right to vote directly for the local board members and the national board members. Raise your hand. No, the board is voting, folks. You can raise your hands. That's fine. I'm sorry. You can raise your hands. You can do whatever you want. You're right. Okay. Folks, okay, George, 1, 2, 2. Okay, and... just by show of hands, the alternative proposal is those who believe the members should vote. What did I? I'm sorry.
For the local board.
The alternative to that is that the members vote for the local boards. The local boards, in turn, select or elect the directors for the national.
Right.
All those who support that. Okay. Okay.
That's a good idea.
So that's.
I'd like to see what you think of.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever the number is. Okay, very good. Thank you. Now, should we go to the recall issue? Okay, who can summarize the recall?
Leslie, another point that David made. He talked about out of the local board we become not only directors but a management committee. Is that part of?
Not under his proposal, but not under all of them.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but David, is that in this section?
But David.
No, that's later on, right?
No, whenever you want, fearless leader.
No, we're on this section.
David.
It's not what I want. It's
yes,
where
sir.
We are in this process. Can we address the recall issues?
Listen, no, before we get to recall, it seems to me I'd like to find out whether or not anybody likes David's idea about a management committee. I don't particularly like it.
I certainly don't.
We're not there yet, though. It's later on in
right,
the proposal.
You.
So I understand why it's connected.
Leslie,
we're not there yet.
Leslie, with regard to right to recall, it seems to me the only question is, do members have a right to recall? If the answer is yes, then the question is, who do they have a right to recall? And under this, and if people say that members only have a right to vote for LAB members, then the only right to recall would be the right to recall LAB members. If they only have the right to vote for LAB members, then they only have the right to recall LAB members.
That's right.
That they couldn't then have a direct role in the recall of somebody on the national board.
Right.
Okay, so then...
No, what Jabari's suggesting is that they wouldn't have that.
Well,
you can only
so
recall...
Saying it follows.
What he's saying is what the proposal is, or the articulation is, that if... that people should only be able to recall... who they put into office, who they vote for.
Well, that's not the proposal on the table. So
right.
The one that's on the table is, it's written into the bylaws that by the listeners recalling someone from their local board, they are, as a result, removed from the national board because that's what the bylaws says happens.
What proposal is this?
Proposal B.
You mean the proposed bylaw?
On page 6. Look on page 6.
It says...
Page 6 on the small grid.
Okay, that's also the
PAC's
proposal.
Okay, thank you.
The members of a radio station shall have the right to elect delegates and to remove any delegate elected by them and any director elected by the delegates from their station area. In the manner provided by the California Corporations Code, the removal of the members of any, by the members of any delegate who is also serving as a foundation officer or director shall serve to remove that director from the board of directors and from all offices of the foundation.
What is the function of a delegate? This seems to be introducing a new term.
Yeah,
isn't
it's a legal term. I can explain it, but all it really, what it means under the California Corporations Code is that the members have delegated to certain people their right to elect directors.
This is different than electing a lab member?
And then those delegates actually serve as the lab.
In other words, well, the people who are now, if I could ask people, since we haven't come to agreement what these local entities are going to be called,
local
why don't we
board.
Just call them local boards for now?
Yeah.
Right? Let's not call them labs or governing boards or this, that. They'll call them local boards. Okay, so the people that the members would elect to be on the local boards would be called delegates.
The reason for that is legal.
It doesn't
mean anything. You don't have to worry about it. What it does is it preserves their status as members by delegating their right to elect to someone. And that's why they're called delegates under the law.
So they have been delegating by the members the right to then elect the directors, that is, the people who go on to serve at the national level, right? Which we agreed that we like that step.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The members vote for people for the local boards. Those people would be called delegates. We haven't talked yet about what all their other responsibilities might be. We're only talking about one responsibility now. That is to then elect people who would become directors of the Pacifica Foundation by virtue of the fact that they were elected by that local board to serve on the national board.
Leslie.
That's the proposal. Right?
Leslie?
Okay, Marion and then Ray. Marion?
Well, Carol, you said you took this proposed bylaw change where when you ask for removal of a local board member, you de facto also remove that person
exactly.
from the national.
Yeah.
Well, if the local membership, if the members locally had nothing to do except indirectly with the election of the national board member, how can they then remove them?
Well,
Ray, go on.
To me, it's simple. If you're not a lab member or a board member, you cannot be on the national board. So therefore, if you remove from the first position, you automatically lose the second one.
It's a qualification to be on the national board.
Okay.
You remove
in
the qualification,
words,
bingo.
Technically, yeah. Also, I don't know how many meetings you'd have to go to.
It's like,
but you would be both on the local board and the national board at the same time. So the way you would get recalled, should you be, you know, need to be recalled, would be by being removed from the local board. By being removed from the local board, if you're not on that, there's no way you could be on the national board, right. Let alone an officer in the foundation anymore. You would have been removed from any role in any of these layers.
Exactly. In some countries, you have to be elected by your own neighborhood to any position, including congressman, senator, congressperson. So if that neighborhood doesn't vote for you, you automatically lose whatever position. I think in England, every cabinet minister, for example, is a member of parliament. And if you lose that election, you cannot be a cabinet member.
Right.
Right. Okay, so now clear. So now can we see if we agree on it?
We can't do this.
Okay. Okay.
Process.
Okay. Again, just because he wasn't on the mic and people are listening, the question was how could we do that, basically? How could we remove somebody from the national, maybe they'd be great on the local level, they're just not functioning well on the national level. The issue, though, is that they got to the national level by having been elected to the local level. So the only way really to remove them from the national is to take the steps backwards, right?
Which for the listeners to do it.
Yeah, for the listeners to pull them back through the steps. That's what the proposal is. Right?
That's now, it. Well, sure. Yeah, are we talking now about the election or the recall issue?
We're talking about the recall now.
I think people are confusing. We're talking about rights of members, right?
Yeah.
That's
right.
All we're talking about. All you're saying is that